Welcome back to another episode of IQ Test. I'm your host, Poppy Knox. I love what I do. This game of life is just fantastic, and I'm glad I can share my worldview with you, and then you can possibly apply it to your life to have similar successes, so that way you can enjoy life. Because I think that's what we're really meant here to do great things, inspire others, and enjoy the process of doing it all, even when it's tough and hard. And not as fun as we'd like it to be. That said, I think if you pay attention, I have so many heuristics that I use. Heuristics is a fun word where it describes what kind of lenses and filters you use to problem solve. So today's heuristic is whenever I'm in a situation and I don't know how to navigate it, and I'm questioning it for more than 5 seconds. I think, if I were a billionaire, how would I handle this? Simple as that. So if it's like, all right, cool, I want to buy a new outfit, I'm going to go to this event, trying to figure out which one do I want. If I were a billionaire, what decision would I make? And in that situation, if I were a billionaire, I would probably just get both. So I don't have to decide. I get to own them both and I get to enjoy them both. If I can't afford it, that's another thing. But at least I've given myself the opportunity to think bigger, to raise myself at a higher view, so that way I can take full advantage of different options that I wouldn't have if, with my smaller, poor thinking. Poor, not in the sense of money, but poor in the sense of, oh, I didn't really appreciate the context. And that's what billionaire mindset really does. It gives you an understanding of having a 50,000 foot view of what's going on in that moment. And I often tell people this when they're going through something tough, difficult. Usually it involves litigation. And so it's like, all right, this person is slandering me on the internet, and it may in fact be costing me money. And so it's like, all right, act like a billionaire. How would a billionaire look at this? Well, one, they probably wouldn't be in that situation because it's petty. So they're not really concerned about being involved, going back and forth with someone. When you have $1 billion, the things that bother you are real things that would like bother a nation, a government, a nation body. Everything else is petty by comparison. So maybe you wouldn't even be worried that people were saying that. Which means that in your present day, why don't you act like a billionaire right now and not take offense to it? If you were a billionaire, you would hire someone else to take care of it. So in your present state, are you able to hire someone? Are you able to delegate tasking it? And sometimes it doesn't even have to be a person. Maybe you can delegate it to Twitter. If they're harassing you on Twitter, could you delegate it to the mute button? Could you delegate it to the block button? Absolutely, you could. And if you were a billionaire and this was technically costing you money, you would do the math and be like, how much money am I losing? Is it millions? If so, it wouldn't bother you. Is it billions? Yeah, now it would bother you, and you would act on it. But in most cases, the things that cost us money aren't in the millions or the billions. They're in the thousands, the low thousands, the embarrassingly funny thousands. So why would you put so much emotional energy on something that it would actually take more money for you to resolve? Now, people will disagree with my take, especially when it comes to their content, and they'll say, well, my work is so important, it's worth, this is my name, my reputation. But the only people that are entertaining these people that are slandering you are people that were never going to be your customers anyway. So this goes back to the other option, which is delegate it. If you delegate it to the mute or the block button, that solves the problem, as well as delegate it to your fans who actually do t pay you, who are part of your tribe. Let them deal with speaking up for you or whatever. If you're me and someone's slandering you, what I actually tell my people is, don't entertain it. I don't want you guys to adding negativity. If you're going to respond to these people, always be positive. Tell them about how my work has helped you. Tell them how you are a better person because of my work. Make a joke about it. Have a sense of humor with it. Because this is how I respond to my haters, which is to say, I have a sense of humor. So if someone makes a joke about me and it's funny, I'm like, oh, you know what? That is true. Because I do that. People will often be like, oh man, your jokes are lame, this, that, the other. And it's like, hey, I'm Jewish. I have Jewish comedy. I have dad jokes. I'm corny. I have high cholesterol swag. So I'm okay with that. I have a sense of humor. I don't take myself too seriously. Even when I'm being bombastic and arrogant, I still have a sense of humor. I don't genuinely take myself that serious, but I know that I always present myself in a strong way, and sometimes that can be seen as not having a sense of humor. But absolutely, I joke on myself. So why would I be upset when someone jokes on me? Especially if it's an accurate joke. I've heard some fantastic things. I'm not going to repeat them right now, but I've heard some people say some funny things about me, and I'm like, damn, that's really true. So again, if I were a billionaire, I would laugh just the same. The way that Elon laughs when people say things about him, and he's like, yeah, you know what? That is true. So it is what it is. But the point being, we have tough challenges in life where billionaire status lets us understand how to deal with it. And if we think of ourselves as billionaires, we think of what a billionaire would do, and they usually make problems disappear. They're usually proactive, so problems don't even come their way. So it's like, how can you be more proactive? How can you prevent certain things from happening? If you don't like the way people talk about you, maybe your haters, maybe you got to change the messaging. Don't change the message, change the format, how you phrase things, how you present ideas. If you really care, I do care, absolutely, I do. However, I'm recognizing the position that I'm in. Even though you may think of me as being the top of my game, the best of the best, most people don't know about me. So in this growing stage, I got to make a lot of noise so I can get a lot of momentum and make a lot of gains really fast. So I'm going to say things in the most provocative way so people latch on and hop on the ride with me. So I purposely do things in a certain way. However, if you're the opposite, you know that you have the tools to think differently about it if you follow the billionaire mindset. And let me think of other things. But yeah, rarely is litigation ever an issue. If you have tens of millions of dollars, sure, you can do that. But do it for something serious. Do it for something that's going to cost you tens of millions of dollars throughout your life and career, because the court case is going to cost you a lot of money. Is the cost of the court case, if you lose, worth it? And if losing, if the price isn't worth it, if you lose, then that is a game you cannot play. That is a game you should not play. That is a game that would be stupid to play. I don't like playing stupid games because you can only win stupid prizes. And going tit for tat with people that don't even register on the Richter scale of importance. Yeah, I just can't relate. It's not for me. I know plenty of people that are into that, and I don't. Well, that's not true. I come across plenty of people that are into that, and they don't last in my circle very long. I weed them out quick and fast, and they hate me for it. And they're still out there in the world talking bad about me. But guess what? They think I'm. Yeah, basically, I'm shook. They're shook, and I'm up. So that's the way it is. I'll just leave it at that. All this to say, you have the billionaire side, mindset as a heuristic. Use it as a tool, use it as the perceptual filter you use to guide decision making. It works in all cases, and it helps you to realize that most of the things you think are important are insignificant altogether. And you can apply this to all areas of your life, and you will start living as a better life to the point where people will think that you are worth more than you actually are. People will think you are more expensive than you actually are, because only rich people get to do rich things. So if you want to be rich, start acting billionaire rich. All right. Be well, brother.